Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We all remember when school is out was a cause for celebrations. Nobody ever even thought about closing down entire nations. Washing hands and wearing masks, and it's not even Halloween. Shaking hands is a thing of the past due to social distancing. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun, fun, fun in the sun.
That is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Grammy Award winner, and best-selling author Mike Love, co-founder of the Beach Boys, and his fundraising song, This Too Shall Pass, written to remind us that better days are coming. Sometimes it takes a pandemic to hook up people in my business with people in Mike's business, the entertainment world. And that being said, I am so happy to be spending some time today with Mike Love. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, and good morning, Dale.
This virus started changing everybody's lives back in February in this country. How about for you, other than inspiring this song we will talk about today, This Too Shall Pass, how has it impacted your life?
Well, plenty, because the Beach Boys had the biggest year of our career in terms of personal appearances set up this year, and all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt. So I've had plenty of time on my hands, that's for sure, and I'm sitting in my studio in Lake Tahoe as we speak right now. But, you know, after about a week at home, I was thinking, you know, everybody's going through so much, you know. Some of it's minor inconvenience, but a lot of people in the front lines of the pandemic are doing some heavy-duty stuff, you know, the doctors and nurses working real hard and stuff like that. But also, based on my almost six decades of performing and stuff and what we've been through, whether it's the Vietnam War or racial problems or whatever it might be, you know, things have a habit of resolving or dissolving and or evolving, and we'll get back to having fun, fun, fun in the sun. So I wanted to come up with a positive message, an upbeat kind of song. I mean, not avoiding the fact that we're all going through this stuff, but I wanted to have, you know, not so much gloom and doom. You get that every day from the media. But I wanted to come up with a song that you know, gave us a sense of positivity and hope and better days to come.
Mike Love from the Beach Boys joining me. His new song is This Too Shall Pass. And it is an effort to raise money for Feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund. Our radio station has a long history helping the Lincoln Food Bank, so I applaud your choice to donate the royalties there. How did that relationship come about, Mike?
I just wanted to do it because I know people are hurting and the funds are slim. I mean, so many millions out of work. And so I just, what's more fundamental than eating, you know? And so I looked into Feeding America and found out they do close to 500 million meals a year. I mean, taking food to people who are in rural areas, you know, whether they be elderly or children, school kids and stuff. So it's a great organization. I think, you know, what could be better than to help Feeding America achieve their goals, which is to help to supply, you know, food banks all over.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are people that, because of this pandemic, are having to turn to food banks and food pantries all across the country that have never needed to. So it's a new experience for them. So,
yeah. And so it's great that there is that resource, and anything we can do to support that, I think, is a wonderful thing.
Mike Love with me for the conversation here. You surround yourself with talent, always have, with the Beach Boys, of course, and you're sticking to that model with your current Beach Boys band. I'd like you to start by talking about your son Christian on guitar and lead vocals. My son had no desire at all to get into radio, Mike, so I don't have that type of relationship as a co-working with my son. So let's talk about your band.
Sure. My son Christian, he loves nothing more than beach volleyball in Santa Barbara, California. I don't think he could dynamite him out of that town. And he's a surfer as well, but he's an excellent musician. He has a fantastic voice. He does my cousin Carl Wilson on the Pet Sounds album did God Only Knows. Well, Christian sings God Only Knows because Carl passed away many years ago. Mm-hmm. But Christian does God Only Knows and gets standing ovations. And he also sings the lead on Good Vibrations. And I come in with the chorus. So it's really, really great to have him, you know, on stage with us. But, you know, also our musical director, Scott Totten, went to Berklee School of Music in the Boston area. And that's where he became a Patriots fan, although the quarterback went to Florida. So, and Scott lives in Florida. Matter of fact, what's interesting about this, the production of This Too Shall Pass, is it was done from 7 different locations. Each one of us doing our parts. I sing in the lead in my studio in Tahoe. Christian singing in his place in Santa Barbara. We sent it all to Stamos, who put the video together, all of us with our iPhones taking photos of us doing our parts. And it came together at 7 different locations, so it was completely unique. I've never done anything quite like that.
Folks heard Stamos. That's right, listeners. It's John Stamos, and he's on drums for you.
That's right. He was Blackie on General Hospital when we first met him in the mid-80s, and then he became Uncle Jesse on Full House and had us on that program a few times.
And he produced the YouTube video.
That's right. I'm technologically a nincompoop. I couldn't have done it, but John is very adept at all that kind of thing, and he did a great job. He volunteered to do it, which is amazing.
Mike Love from the Beach Boys. We're talking today about This Too Shall Pass. It is born out of the COVID-19 pandemic, and money raised from this record will go toward feeding America's COVID-19 response fund, food banks around the country. You've performed all your life, Mike, all of your life, and now you can't. Outside of your own social distancing circle. Did meditation come from that, or has it been part of your life pre-pandemic?
Well, transcendental meditation is something I learned in December of 67.
Oh, long time.
And then just a month later, Maharishi invited me to go to India. And when I got there, all the Beatles were there, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Ringo left after a couple of weeks, but the rest of the guys stuck around for a while, and George Harrison and I both had our birthdays in the spring of 68 in Rishikesh, India, where the Ganges comes out of the Himalayas. It's a beautiful spot. So it was a very, very special time. A lot of music, a lot of meditation, lectures by Maharishi, and birthday parties for George and I. So it was a lot of fun. I wrote a song called Pisces Brothers because George and I are both Pisces, and it was a reminiscence about George and he loved everything about India. In fact, he studied the sitar, which is amazing.
You mentioned George Harrison. I can almost smell the patchouli.
Yeah, the sandalwood incense.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Still wear patchouli today. Mike Love joining me on Lincoln Live today. Yes, Mike Love from the Beach Boys. Hey, let's go back there. You've taken us back to the Maharishi days with the Beatles. And let's stay in that era if we could. The Beach Boys reuniting for a huge, huge 50th tour back in 2012, Mike. And I read, as a matter of fact, just this morning, comments from Al Jardine. It was out of the Chicago Concert Reviews about a 60th anniversary tour, a celebration tour. And it sounds like, as far as in his mind is concerned, it's probably going to happen. I know you made remarks to Rolling Stone about this, but could you tell our listeners your thoughts about maybe coming up with a 60th anniversary tour next year?
I don't know if there'll be a tour or not, but we're definitely going to mark it with some kind of celebration, that's for sure.
So.
And I think that could be really neat. We've got a year to plan it, So there's nothing in it. I think there's some thoughts floating around, but I don't think there's anything formulated just yet. But, you know, it's very likely that there'll be something to mark the 60th anniversary of a group. It's pretty special.
I would think so. That would indeed be special. I have no idea the logistics of putting a concert tour schedule together, but what is it? Is it as chaotic to cancel a tour as it is to put one together?
It's really disturbing because so many, look at every musician who's a working musician who is not, you know, the principal, you know, star who's making money through royalties and other ways, they're suffering, you know, and just, you know, it's tough. I mean, but and the government has lent some support with their payroll protection efforts. But that only lasts for a while. So we are all anxious to get back to doing what we love to do, which is live music. But a lot of things have been postponed rather than canceled. Sure, there's some things that are canceled because they're fairs or festivals that are specific to a day. But like, for instance, we had June all set up in Europe, Great Britain and Europe. And that's all transferred into next year. It's postponed into next year. So, yeah, we are, as musicians who love performing and love doing things with a live audience, you know, we're definitely out of commission for a while. And I can't wait to get back to having fun in the sun, as the song says.
Mike, you've performed, you and your bands have performed in Lincoln a number of times, but the one that comes to mind to a lot of people, 1988 or 89, it was an outdoor concert at a racetrack, Eagle Raceway here in Lincoln, and you were with Chicago, the group Chicago, and it just
That's
rained.
Right.
It was awful. I think you got your bus stuck. It was. Do you remember
yeah.
that at all?
We definitely remember that because we
you?
Couldn't even perform.
No.
The stage was trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rough one. Well, I remember, though, doing some great shows for the state fair, you know, and at the university grounds, I think, right?
Yeah. University of Nebraska in Lincoln. Well,
this
has been fun, Mike. I got to let you go. You're doing a string of interviews today, and you've managed to fit us in. I want to circle back to This Too Shall Pass. It's available for download and streaming at Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. All the revenue made on the song is being donated to Feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund, and that's how we will end this conversation with Mike Love, This Too Shall Pass. Thanks, Mike, very much.
And thank you, Dale, for having me on the program.
As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun in the sun.